producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Wow, it is a beautiful day in sunny Southside of Fargo. I am Leon Francis, and I'm pitching the first hour of What's on Your Mind. I mean, this is like a regular thing now. I'm loving it. Early in the morning, good conversation, good coffee, and me on the radio giving you a rant or two, or maybe even three. I don't know. we'll see how the day progresses anyway. This is, as I said, What's on Your Mind, and a couple of things are on my mind. Now, and this just totally blew my mind when I heard about this. So brace yourselves. If you're drinking coffee, sit it down. If you're standing up, sit down. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. Because I found out last night that one of my most favorite childhood TV programs is racist. It's Thomas the Tank Engine. Have you heard about this? Apparently, the smoke coming from Thomas the Tank Engine, the little train that could, there's a message in there. Apparently, when the bad trains are puffing along, it's black smoke. And when Thomas the Train Engine is puffing along, it's white smoke. And I'm asking myself, what the heck is going on over there in Britain? Because this is in a newspaper. This is in, like, the, I forget, it's a some nutty newspaper over there. And this is actually in a newspaper. Blew my socks off when I read this. Fell out of my chair. So I hope everybody out there is okay, because I just reported to you the news from Britain. Anyway, that's a little tongue-in-cheek, but come on, really, really, have a cup of coffee and a donut and shut up. Good God. Anyway, that's my only rant for today. I promise you, now I'm going to set this show up. I was reading that on the way in. Well, not reading it on the way, not as I was driving, but I read it last night, thinking about it this morning, and I'm like, man, people need a real job. Because if this is what you're sitting around thinking about, there's something going on. Imagine the kid that has to grow up in that household. And this is a editorial, writer here. Imagine growing up in that household. Wow, that kid is going to be all kinds of messed up. Anyway, I am loving this weather here, loving it. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you've heard, but this is one of the coolest summers on record. One of the coolest summers on record. So the only person not loving this is Al Gore. That's it. He starts losing money whenever the weather is nice. Plus, yeah, you know, his theory has been pretty much debunked. As you already know, I am guest hosting this first hour of What's on Your Mind. And I want to know what's on your mind. Does that Thomas the Tank Engine story cheese your grits like it cheeses mine? Because it absolutely does. I don't know what's going on over there in Britain. I hope they don't bring that kind of, I think it's already here. You've seen me on TV debating folks like Cindy Gomez that see race around every corner, under every rock, even though you got, Barack Hussein Obama in the White House, just a couple of years after, 9/11, a guy named Barack Hussein Obama is our president a couple of years after 9/11. Think about that. When the next time someone tells you this is a racist country or something like that, just think, just remind them of that. There you go. And I thought it was really funny because ridiculous it is. But it's making its way. I've already heard that story like a couple of times this morning, and I saw it last night. So just wanted to bring that to your attention. Also wanted to thank Al Gore for the global warming, because, you know, he was so wrong that the weather patterns, summer anyway, this is like the coolest summer on record. So it's awesome. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I thought it was just here in North Dakota, but apparently it's not. I am loving this summer in North Dakota. We had one day of like 90 some odd degree weather, 102 heat index, and I can deal with that. I can deal with that because, you know, once that heat breaks in at midday, maybe, you know, late evening, then the nights are awesome. The mornings are even better. Get out there, do your little run, your rollerblade, skateboard, bike, whatever, and it's all good. Now, very next segment, as always, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, to discuss the news of the day. And then we're at 8:30, we're going to have the University of Mary athletic director, Roger Thomas. And he's going to enlighten us as to the state of their athletics program and what Marauder fans can expect over the next year. That's going to be a great interview. And then Scott Hannon will be in, and he's going to preview what's on your mind in the 9 o'clock hour. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's going to take your calls today, and it's a day early. I know he normally comes in on Wednesday, but he's going to do it today for the weekly town hall, radio town hall. He'll talk a little bit about new rail safety standards for transporting oil, as well as an update from rail companies on transporting grain. And then at 10, we're going to have Pete, a public policy director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, from a meeting of Midwest Farm Bureaus in Omaha to discuss the hot regional topics of discussion, as well as GMOs. I don't know what the conversation is like in your little circle of friends out there, but in mine, I'm trying to think. In almost every conversation we have, and it doesn't matter how the conversation starts out, it always ends up GMOs, and Monsanto is somewhere in the conversation. And once you hit that topic, it's a good hour-long conversation. So I am glad to hear other folks. Maybe I'll broach this subject matter on my show on the Common Sense Club at from 2 to 5 right here on the flag. Because apparently, you know, it's on a lot of folks' mind. I heard yesterday Scott speaking with that beekeeper, and he was talking about GMOs and how it's affecting the bee population and the birds and the butterflies and all of that. Maybe I need to have an expert on my show to talk a little bit about that, because I've heard arguments on both sides of the field. Some folks think that GMOs are great. Some don't think that they harm the environment at all. And as a matter of fact, they actually help, because you're not using chemicals. And I mean, there's just all of these explanations, but I'm not an expert on that. So I'll probably get an expert in. But anyway, I digress. 10:30, we have Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, as she recaps her trip to the southern border over the weekend to see firsthand the issues arising from the flood of illegal immigrant children coming to the U.S. Now, if you didn't hear my show yesterday, Common Sense Club, please podcast it. I had Dinesh D'Souza on, and that's a 2 to 5 segment, the Common Sense Club. And we talked about this whole illegal immigrant fight that we're in now, a disaster. And we contrast it with a story from the northern border up there in Canada, where you had border agents pulling guns on Boy Scouts, American Boy Scout, a troop in uniform, just making their little trek from Alaska back to the States. And man, you would have thought that these Boy Scout troops were harboring fugitives or terrorists or something like that. And then you look down there on our southern border and you see the ridiculousness of the contrast, because you got folks just hopping the border, swimming across, you know, just doing whatever, you know, they need to do to get across that border. And they're welcomed with open arms, and they're not even American. It blows my mind. Anyway, we'll be right back with the Golden Girls, Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner, on the news of the day from the left and from the right, and at your phone calls as always. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. It is glorious out. I mean, glorious weather outside. I just can't even believe it. I want to grab this mic, and if the cord is long enough, just take it outside, set up a little booth out there, and do the show from outside. That's how nice it is here in Fargo. You wouldn't believe that it's like the end of July. You would think we're having a little fall weather. The weather is so awesome. And if you just tuned in and you're like, wow, Scott has a little bit of a southern inflection in his voice today. This is not Scott Hannon. It is Leon Francis. I am sitting in for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. The big man will be back in studio later on in this hour. Right now, we're working on getting the Golden Girls in, but Scott will be back, and I think he'll be back at either the tail end of the interview with Roger Thomas, and Roger Thomas is a University of Mary athletic director, and he's going to be speaking with us about the state of their athletic program and what Marauder fans can expect over the next year. So stay tuned for that. And Scott will be, he'll be sitting right back here in the captain's chair. I'm going to float that idea about an outside studio by Scott and see what he thinks about it. I think it'd be awesome. You know, he's sitting outside, having a little cup of Joe, talking to the folks coming by, that sort of thing. Blanquita, are you on? Hey, Blanquita.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now.
I said, how about we get an outside studio with a cup of Joe out there right in front of the White House where I can see all the protesters today?
Why would you want to?
A lot of protesters going back. You know, they had a ton of them yesterday, and the majority of them are illegal or were illegal, and they said that nobody tried to arrest them. There was no Immigration and Naturalization Service checking for green cards or any kind of documentation. So they're supposed to go back today, so we'll see what happens.
And think about this. I don't know if you heard about the guys on the Canadian border, the Boy Scout troop.
Oh, yeah, and they pointed the gun at the Boy Scout troop in Canada.
Yeah. Now contrast that with what's going on the border. Plus, you got this huge, huge rally going on. Lots of folks there that are openly illegal, even though that's not PC to say anymore. Can't say that. Think about the contrast there. You got a bunch of American kids.
Well, let me just say, if you took 60,000 American senior citizens, okay? 60,000.
Okay.
Because it's living is cheap right now in Mexico. Let's say you get your grandmother, your great-grandmother, everybody out there is trying to figure out a place to live. Maybe we take all the homeless veterans. And we all decide we're going to go over to Mexico, and we're going to move over to Mexico. What do you think the Mexican government would do? Now, I say that as someone who could have dual citizenship, because my mother was a Mexican citizen, and I have brothers and sisters who have dual citizenship. First of all, you can't go over and vote in Mexico, really, even if you do have dual citizenship, which is, people are going to come here, and eventually they hope to get the ability to vote. But even if you become a citizen in Mexico, like I would, I couldn't vote. So what do you think Mexico would do if they had maybe 100,000 Americans decide that they're just going to go over there and stay? First of all, they can come to the United States without any papers, but we can't go to Mexico right now without papers.
Right. And think about, what if we come down there and Mexico says, nope, you can't do that, and we got a bunch of Americans that were there illegally to protest, and what is the capital city of Mexico?
Well, probably, I can't remember, I know the, I think it's Mexico City, but I have to look that up. I'm not sure. I know that the Mexican White House is called Los Pinos, but I believe it's Mexico City.
Well, what if we had a bunch of Americans go down there and protest? How do you think that would turn out?
I hope it wouldn't turn out like the 1968 student protest at the University of Mexico, because they were shot down pretty much like Tiananmen Square.
Well, I'm going to have to, on this issue, I have to defer to Blanquita because she knows a lot more than I do on this issue. Not on every issue, but on this issue.
Yeah, you know what? Can we mark that? What's today, the 28th? I'm putting that on the calendar.
It's the 29th, actually, and I have it marked already, as a matter of fact. This is a little heavy, this topic, but it is completely rational to to think about the fact that you got all these folks, they're protesting. Many, many of them are openly illegal. And I got my air quotes up here because that's PC. You're not supposed to say that. And our border enforcement are doing what? Absolutely nothing. But, you know, the Boy Scouts coming from Canada, now that's top priority. You can't photo.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Canadian Boy Scouts should be speaking Spanish. Maybe that would make a difference.
Maybe. Anyway, I wanted to keep it light this morning. Wow, you guys are, you're getting into my brain.
We don't
here.
Know how to make things light.
We don't. We don't like light. Right, Ellen?
No.
Okay. Well, here, let's try this one on. Have you heard the story about Thomas the Train?
Thomas the Train?
Thomas the Train. They're saying something about it being causing racism in young children.
It is. It is. Did you know that Thomas the Train engine is racist?
Is that the little train that could, or is this a different one?
This is
another one. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know how to do the locomotion.
Well, that, and the fact of the matter is, Thomas the Tank Engine is a good train, so he puffs out white smoke. And all of the bad trains on this program, and this is a TV program, I used to watch it when I was a kid, all of the bad trains, when they were doing something bad, you get the ominous music and you get the black smoke.
All right,
and
well, so, let me ask you then, would they say the Pope is a racist then? Because when they're electing a Pope, they have white smoke if he's elected and black smoke if they haven't made a decision yet. Is
oh, wow.
Racist?
Apparently,
people
I mean,
have
if you're talking,
okay, people have gone fucking nuts.
That's what I said, and I was thinking about the kid that had to grow up in Tracy Van Sykes' house, and she writes for the Guardian. I was just thinking about that. Man, that kid is going to come out just totally messed up. But we go from Tracy Van Sykes, and that's a bad parent, and I want to go to a good parent. Now, I don't know if you heard about this a mom. She disciplined her kid by selling her Katy Perry tickets on Facebook. Have you heard about
what?
That? She sold her Katy Perry tickets on Facebook.
Rockstar, Ellen.
Yeah, and why did she do that?
Well, her daughter did required this level of discipline. So she put them online and she sold them.
She said, "I'll teach you and I'll sell them online."
Absolutely. Under 5 minutes, she got over 200 likes. So, I mean, it was, no, not, she had them on, she sold the tickets in under 5 minutes, and she got over 200 likes in only an hour. And she said she never expected this much traffic. But I think more parents should do this. Think about that. Good parent, bad parent. Man, we had a very short time, but always great to have a conversation
you.
With you guys. Thank you,
okay.
Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita. Stay out of trouble. We'll be right back after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs, they're open every day now, or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215, but hurry. 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Welcome back on a beautiful, beautiful morning here in sunny Southside Fargo. I was brainstorming a bit, and earlier, the previous segment, I was thinking out loud, and I was saying, you know, I'm going to approach Scott. I'm going to see if I can grab this mic, go outside, and broadcast from the beautiful, beautiful weather outside the studio. And here, Scott just walks in, so I'm going to put on the air, put a little pressure on him, so we can go outside, have a cup of joe, have a conversation with the folks in beautiful, beautiful weather. I think it's like 57 degrees here. I mean, how awesome is that?
You had me at hello. Good idea.
You had me at hello.
The only thing I would do is talk to the folks that really run the place, like
right.
like Dustin Moore and, you know, Alex Manns and now Gabe Thomas.
Right.
Because
they're
the techies.
Good deal.
And so if they're cool with it, I'm cool with it. I think you could do like a little patio right outside the door here.
Right.
You know, just between Media Productions and our Flag Family headquarters here.
I was thinking more along the line of like a mobile studio type deal.
Oh, I have one of those. Because as you notice, I'm not here a lot.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a road warrior. It's just a little pack and I'm gone. In fact, I've told you, you got to come along one of these times.
I welcome it. I would welcome it.
And the reason I think you have a fabulous idea. The fabulous idea is I've done it already. I've done open air. In fact, that Bakken Rocks Cookfest week, I was at Kenmare open air.
I was a little upset about that.
I was at Stanley at Frontier Village.
Frontier Village.
Where they have actual affordable housing in the Bakken. If you haven't had an open house yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Stop at one of their open houses. And where else did it? At Dunn Center. But I came here to pop in on this hour to introduce you to a friend of mine, Leon.
Good deal.
And on Tuesdays, we chat with our friends at the University of Mary. And folks in Bismarck, Mandan know the University of Mary well. They're expanding to, you know, all corners of the state. They've been in Fargo for a while, so folks in Fargo even know them well. They're coming soon to Watford City. But folks in the Flag Family audience, certainly in the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota area, know this individual very well. He's the athletic director for the University of North Dakota. My friend Roger Thomas is with us today on What's on Your Mind. Rog, how are you?
Good, Scotty. How you doing?
Fabulous. Meet my friend Leon.
How you doing, Roger?
Oh, Leon. Hi, Leon.
Good deal.
Here's what you need to know about Roger Thomas, one of the best football coaches on the planet, but more important than that, just a great guy, and now runs a wonderful program at the University of Mary that is just doing an amazing things at an amazing institution with some incredible leadership. Tell us what's new at UMary in athletics, Roger.
Well, there's a lot of things. We're obviously gearing up for the start of the school year. We have the fall sports teams reporting here shortly. We have a major strategic plan that we've been working on, and I've been there now 5 years, and I'll tell you, it by far, it is the most probably exciting time because of the things on the horizon. I think you mentioned in the intro, too, we have terrific leadership. Monsignor Shea is kind of a visionary type guy, and it's really fun to be around him and work with him. So we're pretty excited, and it's just a matter of executing the plan now.
You got a veteran on the team. You got a Richter on the team now, and a new VP. By the way, does he still talk to you in the hallways, Jerome Richter, now that he's got that fancy VP title?
No, actually, you know, every time I walk by him, I'm trying to get his attention, and I can't. I don't know what's wrong with that guy. You
know? it might be the fact that he has a new addition in the Richter family. They just had a little baby boy last week. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
They did. Now, they've got a Drew, too, so we're pretty happy. I talked to him the other day, and I think, again, that's part of the dynamics of what's going on with the reorganization with somebody like Jerome Richter, Greg Vetter, and so on. We have some kind of new leadership, and it's just going to take this direction that I just mentioned. I think there's some of the people that can help execute this plan and take Mary onward and upward. So it's an exciting time. It really is.
Where are you at today, Raj?
Well, I'm in a car right now, and I'm just leaving Minneapolis. I was at a University of North Dakota has once a year has a golf tournament with all their football alums, and I try to get back to it. I've gotten to it a number of times, and this year was one of those times when Dorothy and I could make it back for that. So we're in the car. We're heading back to the biz. So that's what we're doing. So I'm in the traffic.
Sounds good. I could tell there was traffic, so I knew you were somewhere a little busy, and I'm glad to hear you're not at a Gopher pep rally in Minneapolis anyway.
No, thank you.
And tell us who you saw from the University of North Dakota football alum family over the last couple of days of that golf tournament. Sounds like fun.
It was absolutely a great time. They have a tournament down in the Prior Lake, and a gentleman named Kip Hennebeck owns the course. So he graciously lets all those guys on there, which I'm sure his course is recovering today from all those guys. But they have, fivesomes at each hole. I mean, 10 guys, but 2 fivesomes, and just have a terrific time. I mean, I could go down a list of names of UND football alums. I'd be here till noon telling you that. But probably the most exciting thing was just to see the new coaching staff with Bubba Schweikert and so on. They certainly got a challenge in getting UND football back up where it once was. And there was a lot of talk for me because our new coach, Josh Kotelnik, he was on that previous UND staff prior to Bubba taking that job, along with a couple of his assistants. So we certainly have a UND flavor in our football program now at Mary, and we're excited to see what Josh can do and pick up where Myron left off and off the goal.
And by the way, your buttons have to be popping now that Kyle Bubba Schweikert is the top man there, given the fact that he cut his teeth under you.
Well, he did. He mentioned that, and he was speaking to the crowd last night. He said, you know, he got on board when I was there as the head coach, and he has worked his way, obviously, up through the ranks. We hired him as a GA, and then he became an assistant and a coordinator, and then he went off with Dale Lennon and coached with him for a while, and now here he is back at head coach. What a beautiful story in his career. But he's going to do a great job. He's got that, I think he's got the methodology that has been used numerous times at UND to take that program to a high level. I just think they've got a great group of young assistants, and Derek Schmidt's probably a local guy out in our area that people might know from over in Mandan. He's going to run the defense for Bubba. So, there's a great North Dakota flavor to that group, and again, we've got it kind of on our staff, too. You know, we've got some of the guys that were UND guys that are with us, so hopefully we can translate that into some Mary football success.
We're chatting with Roger Thomas. Roger, the longtime football coach at UND, was an assistant there, came back as a head coach, and was the guy that finally, the whole David versus Goliath, Sue versus Bison deal,
right.
The guy that that conquered the Bison after all those years, and the just legendary games, and of course went on to be athletic director then as well. at the University of North Dakota, and now is at the University of Mary as athletic director. And on Tuesdays we chat with folks from the University of Mary. I have, as you know, Roger, given the fact that I spent 18 years in Grand Forks, less years than you did, but a similar love for Grand Forks and the University of North Dakota. And I also have a great love for the University of Mary, which obviously you do as well as being part of that team. Compare the cultures of the two. I mean, how do you compare? I mean, obviously, University of North Dakota is a great school. It's a state school. It's a public school. University of Mary does things that a public school can't do. But just compare the two for me, since you have, you know, sort of loyalty to both, really.
Well, they're quite different, obviously. Probably the thing that jumps out at me is the years I've been at Mary, and one of the things that attracted me to Mary when I was looking at the job to be the athletic director there is just the mission of the institution is from its core is quite different than it would be at a place like UND or NDSU or any of the other state schools. They talk about mission a lot. At Mary, and you know, was founded by Benedictine sisters, and what interested me is, you know, I'm a non-Catholic, and here I am in amongst a school that proudly professes that it's a Catholic school. But I think the piece that really got me going culturally is there's just a feel and that of the whole approach to education and the whole person, the Christian approach, and it really appealed to me. It's just fun. There's a real fabric to that there. Not that that isn't present at UND. I think it's just a little different. And both schools, I think, are great places and successfully just do it a little bit of a different way. So I just enjoy it. Just enjoy being there. And I think everybody else that's there does feel the same way. And it's kind of a more of a mission-based place. But successful students, I mean, great people. Again, being at this thing yesterday with the UND guys, just some absolutely wonderful guys that to be around, and I see that at Mary every day. We're really producing some great kids that are going to turn into great adults. So.
And folks should know, by the way, it's Catholic, but it's Christian, it's Benedictine, it's, you know, I happen to be a devout Catholic, but you know, we're all on the same Christian team here. It isn't the kind of thing where you feel alienated if you're not Catholic at a, you know, a solid Catholic university. Folks should know that, and I think, Roger, you're a great example of that as a rock solid guy faith wise and everything else. Leon, you had a question for Roger before you let him go on the new facilities.
I'm looking at this new facility, the municipal ballpark, and I just wanted to kind of get your feel on that, your take on that. It looks like an awesome new facility.
Well, I'll tell you what, the two things that have really cropped up, of course, in Bismarck that are terrific are the new municipal baseball facility. I was just in there last week when they kind of kicked it off with a bunch of things and games and celebrations. And it will truly put Bismarck on the map in the region as a place to play baseball and to host a tournament. It's really, truly a small stadium now as opposed to just a baseball field. So I think the people in Bismarck and the surrounding areas, I think they'll draw more tournaments and so on. I think they've done a really nice job. It was a several million dollar project. And at the same time, everybody knows the bowl had an $8 million renovation, and it is just terrific. It's got suites and a new press box, and they redid the track and so on and so forth in the locker rooms. So that, too, will be a showpiece for Bismarck. So I think the city is stepping up, to be honest. I think they've added on to the Civic Center. It's just that so many things are going on.
There really is. There's a lot going on there. Folks got to know that. And by the way, University of Mary is in Bismarck. I think most folks know that physically that's where the campus is, but have a worldwide campus where you really can be a student from anywhere, including satellite campuses everywhere. Roger Thomas, Athletic Director. Our best to Dorothy. Thanks, Roger. Good chatting with you.
Great to talk to you, Scotty. Take care. We'll see you
on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Excuse me. I was taking a nap. I was catching up on my 40Zs. I don't know if you heard it. That's a little tongue in cheek. I absolutely was not taking a nap. You can't do that. This is a high energy. When you're following Scott Hannon, yeah, you can't sleep on the job. It's too high energy an act to follow. But I'm referencing this story, and this is open phone time. So if you have something you want to just get off your chest, or you heard something in the show, but now would be a perfect time to call in 855.
800-700-1776. You want to, extension two, you want to talk about the glorious, glorious weather. Now would be the time to do it. Fargo, it's 57 beautiful degrees, 59 out in Tioga, Williston it is 63 again in Bismarck, 59 in Grand Forks, and speaking of Grand Forks, in the Grand Forks Herald, they have this story, and it's called Take a Nap, Studies Show Midday Napping Improves Alertness, Performance, and Your Mood. And I can just see the wife and the kids going, Dad, take a nap. It'll improve your mood. And I'm happy to do so, because here in the studios we have the miracle chair, and it feels like you have I don't know, maybe 50 tiny masseuses inside the chair, and it massages every part of your body. And with this study, I can have this in my hand as I am napping, and when the bigwigs walk in and say, hey, what are you doing? I'm improving productivity by napping, you know, midday. I think as soon as Scott comes and takes over in the next hour, I think I'm going to hit the chair for about 15, 20 minutes and, you know, improve the quality of my work. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool deal. But if you think about it, who has time to take a nap in the middle of the day? I don't know anyone that maybe it's because of the folks that I know, but who has time to take a nap in the middle of the day, you know, without, I just don't understand it. Seems like, in theory, though, it would work perfectly. I think I'm going to try that theory out today. And again, I missed Wahpeton. It's 54 degrees out in Wahpeton, 61 in Minot, and Devil Lakes, again, it's 61 degrees. And beautiful. You step outside, and seriously, I wish I had a studio sitting on a patio somewhere, not sipping a Mai Tai this early in the morning, but some orange juice or something, or some iced tea would be nice. And I'm not making any hints or anything at my producer, hint, for the iced tea for my show later on, the 2 to 5 segment, Common Sense Club, but that's another show, but I do want you guys to tune in for that, because it's always really fun on that show. Now, at the top of the next hour, we're gonna have, Scott, obviously he'll be back at the top of the next hour, and he will, going to the town hall, talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we're gonna talk a little bit about border funding and the battle that's going on in the House today. We're also going to talk a little bit about new rail safety standards for transporting oil, as well as an update from rail companies on transporting grains. I would like to ask Congressman Cramer about those rail safety standards, and the fact that, you know, the North Dakota Petroleum Council put out that fact versus myth sheet, and from what I can see, I think we're pretty safe. I mean, I think that everything that they're doing over there at the North Dakota Petroleum Council is pretty much not just above board, but in some cases well above board. So I guess I would ask him that question, you know, and maybe some of the folks that are out there that know a bit more about our rail safety standards, the new standards versus the old ones, you know, will call in and go, hey, you know, what's going on here? Why are we getting a bad rep? That sort of thing. Bakken Sweet Crude is actually pretty safe. And in these cars, I think they're DOT 111, they're actually very stable. So I don't get what all the, you know, the animus and the hijinks and the hysterics, histronics are around, you know, our Bakken Sweet Crude. Hank, out there in Alexandria, that's KTGO country. What's on your mind, buddy? Hey, Hank, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Boy Scout thing. I have a son who works the southern border as a Border Patrol agent. And I think we all need to be very cautious here of what's going on. He claims the film.
And we got about a minute. We got about a minute, Hank.
I'll go quick. All right. He says the film doesn't substantiate what the Boy Scouts are saying, and that we got a lot of good men and women out there guarding our borders. We don't need to let these guys divide us, and I think that's what's going on here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Hank. Scott Hennen will be back in this chair in just a minute. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be back at the top of the hour. See you then.
The fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.